Exercises 2 and 3, page 177. 1.
Most people where I live would say that the worst problem here is crime, and it's pretty bad. But what makes one area worse for crime than another? What bothers me is that some people don't make enough money to survive, while others make loads. It's only natural that some turn to crime. I'm not saying that we should look back at the past with rose-tinted glasses either. Sure, there were lots of jobs in the past, but there was crime then too. We shouldn't put the cart before the horse. Let's get to the root of the problem and deal with this divide between incomes.
Two.
My city is so affluent. I mean, you look around and you see signs of it everywhere. The huge houses, the cars, the fancy restaurants. But scratch below the surface and there's a problem no one wants to talk about. You see, it's not the easiest place to live. You need a good job with a good income in order to be able to survive here. I understand that there will always be inequality and our economic system is built upon having it, but I just hate to see all those people on the street. Surely the government could take some of the money spent on urban development and construct some housing for these people.
Three.
Oh, where I live is fine. I mean, there are social problems everywhere. Crime, poverty, drug use, unemployment. But I'd say the city politicians and the authorities have done a great job cleaning up the city since the bad old days when street gangs roamed about freely. We no longer have the ultra-rich and the ultra-poor, but there is still inequality in terms of living standards. Even though we've made huge improvements, there's still room for improvement. I wish the government spent less time and money on urban development and more on improving the quality of life for low-income families.
Four.
My city is like a construction zone. I mean, they're always building. I walk down a street in the city centre that I haven't been on in a few years, and I sometimes hardly recognise it. I guess it's good that the city is growing, some might say progressing, but all the development is driving rents up and pushing people out onto the street. Neighbourhoods that had remained the same for years are seemingly turned upside down almost overnight. I often ask myself if all this progress is worth it.